With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talin says the anti-Israel demonstrations on college campuses are being exacerbated by the fact that most of the protesters lack any knowledge of Middle East history.
I think it's a combination, though, of ignorance and arrogance, because if you're ignorant, you don't know anything. And if you're arrogant, you won't learn anything. And I think that's a situation. Plus, the fact that that the universities are refusing to exercise authority.
Senator Talent interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Some U.S. universities have called in police to break up demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war, while others have appeared content to wait out the student protests. On a visit to the Columbia University campus Wednesday, House Speaker Mike Johnson called on President Manoush Shafiq to resign if she cannot, quote, bring order to the chaos. Also at SRNNews.com, arguing before the U.S. Supreme Court, Trump attorney D. John Sauer says former presidents are entitled to absolute immunity.
Prosecuting the president for his official acts is an innovation with no foothold in history or tradition and incompatible with our constitutional structure.
The justices taking up for the first time whether a former president has absolute immunity from criminal charges for actions he took while in office, as Mr. Trump claims. And the former president back in a New York City courtroom today as his criminal trial has resumed. The first cargo ship passing through a newly opened deepwater channel in Baltimore after being stuck in the harbor since the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed 4 weeks ago. The ship is one of five stranded vessels expected to pass through that new channel. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 456 points, the Nasdaq losing 146. This is SRN News. Evangelicals weigh in on the issues.
A new poll released by Coral Ridge Ministries asks believers to select three most pressing concerns for the Biden administration. Immigration was the most frequently mentioned issue. 56% of respondents put it in their top three. Second on the list was America's sovereignty, followed by abortion. And what issue poses the greatest threat to the country right now? The vast majority of CRM poll respondents say open borders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spain has approved a plan aimed at making reparation and economic compensation for victims of sex abuse committed by people connected to the Catholic Church. It also announced the future celebration of a public act of recognition for the victims. However, the Spanish Conference of Bishops has rejected the plan, saying it discriminates against victims outside of church circles. This is SRN News. A U.S. citizen arrested on drug charges in Moscow amid soaring Russia-U.S. tensions has appeared in court and had his case adjourned until midway. Robert Woodland facing charges of trafficking large amounts of illegal drugs, part of an organized group. The World Health Organization says England tops the global list of a number of children who consume alcohol.
The World Health Organization questioned tens of thousands of school-aged children across Europe, Central Asia, and Canada about their smoking, vaping, and alcohol habits. At the age of 11, more than a third of boys and girls in England say they've drunk alcohol. By 13, more than half have done so. Both figures were higher than any other country surveyed. Health experts say while drinking among young people is in decline overall, the UK remains one of the world's heaviest drinking nations. They say the earlier a child drinks, the more likely they are to develop alcohol problems later.
The BBC's Dominic Hughes. More details at srnnews.com.